I know it can always get confusing when we have another priest here, but Father Russell Kovach, your former associate pastor, is here with us this morning. He'll be speaking to all the high schoolers at St. Mary's as part of Catholic Schools Week. Every Tuesday morning, we have a speaker present to each class individually. So later on today, Father Kovach will be speaking four different times, the same talk, and so I thought I'd give him a break and take care of the homily this morning. If I was really a nice guy, I would have let him preach, because you hear me all the time anyway, but I'm not that nice. Speaking of being not that nice, Jesus this morning in the gospel, he hears that his mother, his close friends, his relatives are outside, and what's he say? Who are they? Is Jesus actually not being very nice? No. What's he trying to do? What's he trying to emphasize? What do we need to grasp from this gospel? When he says, here are my brothers and my mother and my sisters, here they are. It's a reminder that Christ is not simply looking to be some kind of a leader in our lives, like a guru that we follow. He's looking for something more. He's opening up for us a family-type relationship, that he wants to know us so well that we're not simply a follower, but we're his family member. And it's not just for the people of Nazareth. It's not just for the people of Israel. It's not just for the people of the Middle East. It's for the whole world. That he wants to know us that well. He wants us to know us so well that he is able to say as much about us as he was to say about his mother Mary. We know that in families, what do we know about people? We know the good, we know the bad, and we know the ugly. Jesus wants to know the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's long for that same relationship, for a family-type friendship with him. And let's not be afraid to share with him in our hearts the good, the bad, and the ugly. How do we grow in that relationship? We do his will. We do what that psalm said today that says, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. What a great prayer we can say every single morning. Any situation we walk into, simply, here I am, I come to do your will. That's what Christ is looking for from us.